All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. So, I've got some things to talk about today, and they involve a conversation I had with an individual that I've known for several years. We're not going to talk about who he is, but of course he has a website where he has blogged about a bunch of different things. And at first he was kind of like on the MGTOW train, something like that. But now he seems to have been like, he's going against the grain when it comes to technology. You know, TFM was like, hey, these AI waifus are the thing, man. Like, they're the ones that are programmed to love you. Like, they don't have the faculties that regular women have, where, you know, they're focused on everything else, and the relationship is just a secondary part of it. I mean, because that's how life is. That's how people are. People aren't conditioned or programmed to love each other. That's just how things go. Ooh, good lord, I don't want one hit kill again. Bill and Lance, huh? Well, shit. I know a Bill. I can get auto machine gun. Alright, why not? Man, they make this a little easier than it used to be. Back in the day, hell. They throw you right in the battle and you die. Like, oh shit, I didn't know I got shot. Alright. Anyway, oh, I guess there's a story here. Yeah, okay. Anyway, like I was saying, guys, so this guy, he's upset because, I mean, alright, let me just put this straight. It's been a long day. The guy was in a marriage for about 3 years. She divorced him. And it's been several years since then. And he blames Tinder for his inability to find a date. And he is really, really angry and upset to the point that he has basically suggested that a lot of these angry incels, you know, that are going pew pew, he's saying that there should be more of that. Now, let's keep in mind, this is a gentleman over the age of 40. We're not talking about some young kid. This is a gentleman older than I am. That is thinking, oh, well, there should be more pew-pew incidents. I said, okay, I happen to be an innocent that would be struck and killed in some dumb incel. Oh, I can't get laid, so I'll take out people. I, you know, look, I'm a regular everyman. You know, I go into work. I don't care about my job that much. Well, I mean, I don't say I don't care about it. I do my job. I go home. You know, and I get my money, I pay my bills, I buy what, you know, cool things I want, and that's it. Just like every fucking buddy else, you know, I buy my groceries, all that shit. I don't want some crazy fucking kid going in here saying, oh, I can't get laid, so I'm gonna kill all these random fucking people. Because, hey, I'm random fucking people, right? And you could be random fucking people. Anybody could be random fucking people. I don't want to get stabbed. I don't want to get a fucking brick thrown at me. I mean, I don't want none of that shit. That shit does not interest me in the slightest. That is not something I'm interested in, guys. So, you know, I definitely have tried to show men that there are other ways of going about it. You don't just, you know, mope over not having this lovely girl that you were promised, right? There's other things you can do. Some guys have bought dolls and they're happy with them. Some guys are talking to AI waifus, they're happy with them. Some guys are doing VR, they're happy with that. Some people are doing the erogay novels and the AVNs, you know, they're happy with that. That works for them. I mean, it's, you know, there's alternatives out there. If you can't play Monopoly, you can always play Candyland or, I'm trying to find a good analogy. Mousetrap, that was a fun one. You know, there's other things to do. You don't have to just, like, feel that your life is just useless now because you can't have the wife and the 2.5 kids. you can't be like that anymore. It's just really stupid to dwell on that, to be like, oh, this is over. It's not over. Nothing is over as long as you've got breath in your lungs still, and your brain is working, and your legs are moving. You know, some people don't even have legs that move. They lost their legs. It didn't stop them. They still kept on living, right? So you got to keep on living too. And the guy's like, well, we need to fight against technology. We need to defeat these corporate bastards, and they're destroying mental health with their AI, because men are talking to these AI and they enjoy these AI so much, it's going to destroy them. And I'm like, all right, so you're talking to me on social media, which is just as destructive as any form of AI you're claiming. And there's plenty of studies about that too, folks. Plenty of studies that prove that AI is terrible. Excuse me. Social media, terrible for mental health. Terrible. Man, this feels like the old country. I know how... What do you do? Precision aiming now? Oh, that guy can hide. Alright, it's pretty cool. By the way, WayForward did this game, so kudos to them. Konami finally decided to outsource to somebody that knows what the fuck they're doing. Maybe they'll hand Castlevania to them. That'd be great, right? Love to have a new Castlevania game. By the way, guys, we are getting a fan Castlevania remake of Dracula's Quest, Castlevania 3. Boy, I remember that game. It comes out on March 31st. And it's a complete game. They've got... I mean, it's souped up to look like a 16-bit version of the game. So it's, you know, it's gonna be... It's the same guy that made Simon's Quest. You know, the Simon's Quest remake. He's doing 3, and he's just about done with it. And it looks like it's gonna be real fun. And yes, Alucard's playable, and so is everybody else. Oh, this weapon sucks ass. Look how slow it is. Alright. So, anyway, this guy's like, okay, so we have to fight against technology and the corpos, and he's basically said, I've met with a resistance group. He calls them, you know, nonconformists. He says there's about 200 of us, but we're growing. And we're trying to bring man back into an anarcho-primitive kind of thing. Like, all right, if you guys want to go out and live in the woods and do all that, do that. That's cool. Have a little commune. Have fun with that. That's cool. But don't think you're going to go out there and defeat the evil corpos. Like, real cyberpunk shit, man. Because it ain't going to happen. And of course, he gave me the whole, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. And I'm like, okay, so, yeah, here's what's gonna happen when you guys are, we gotta destroy the tech and the robots and the corporations. Well, you see, I'm playing a game called Contra, right? And some of these guys, they can't hit the broadside of a barn. But there's guys in the military, and they don't even have to be... Well, let's not even say military. Let's say hired men, right, that corporations have access to pretty easy. I mean, they're big corporations, so, you know, people talk, and there's a lot of connections. So, you're going to go out there with your little group of... Okay, but basically you're gonna go out there with your little group of resistance, and what's gonna happen is these trained corporate, well, I mean, they're basically the army of the corporation now, right? But they're definitely seasoned military individuals. Basically what they're gonna do is they're gonna do Call of Duty for real, and you're gonna be on your feet. But see, what's going to happen is you're going to be struck with a bullet And that bullet's probably going to... it's probably going to take you out so fast that you'll die... You'll die standing, for sure. You'll definitely die on your feet, but your body's gonna crumple into a little. It's just that's what's gonna happen, because after the head goes, the whole rest of it just comes down like dominoes, right? Because they've got really good snipers, man. Like some of the best snipers you could think of. And you're going like, oh, I'm gonna go fight the corpos of the government. Like, dude, they're the same thing. Don't you know what BlackRock is? You're basically saying, I'm gonna try to fight BlackRock. Dude, BlackRock's gonna fuck you like a black cock. That's exactly what's gonna happen. That's a hell of a pun, but that's what's gonna happen. Like, we've gotta destroy the evil technology. It's corrupting men. He's basically saying we need to reconcile men and women by calling for more acts of incel violence. That's how you think that we're going to reconcile men and women, right? I don't know, man. This guy, you know, he's smart. Like, he's book smart. He can come up with a lot of research and, you know, like, I guess he's really good at Google food, right? But as far as common sense, I don't know if he's got it. Really don't know if he's got it. And it kind of worries me a little bit, because the kind of mentality that this guy has, it ain't too good. I don't want to die because this guy suggested that some young disgruntled man decided to, you know, go crazy and kill a bunch of people. And innocents don't need to die. I don't care how bad Stacy hurt your feelings. That's fucking stupid. That's retarded. That's retarded. You know, they're saying, oh, we can't say retarded anymore. But we've got to call it something. I know. I suck. But you know what? I got to the boss, all right? Oh, they do let me start here. Ooh, that's neat. They would never do that in the arcade, and they definitely never do that on the Nintendo. They tell you to fuck off, you can start from the beginning. Ooh, I do not like this weapon, but it seems like it's... I don't know, it's an explodey weapon. I think it's pretty cool. But you know what? I'm so glad Contra is Contra again. That gives me hope for humanity. It means that we got Contra the way it's supposed to be. I don't know about the music. I was kind of hoping maybe a... I'm not necessarily hearing that. Needed some guitars. That's what we needed. Everybody wants to use these goddamn orchestras now. It's like, not everything needs a goddamn orchestra. I'm sorry. Not everything. Everything's supposed to sound like a fucking Hollywood blockbuster. No, just give me some... You know, just... Yeah, that was easy. This feels like a reboot, but in all the best ways. And it's not like Contra 5 or anything like that. They just straight up called it Contra Operation Galaga. Oh, shit! Damn, I can't even beat that. How am I supposed to beat some of the stronger shit? Now, I still don't know if this game is gonna top, well, there's Contra Shattered Soldier, and of course, there's also, damn. What's that other? The Contra on the Sega. Hardcore. I don't know if that's gonna top Hardcore. Hardcore is a hard game to top. Yeah, I can. Just gonna fire at it. Oh, I didn't know I had a dash. Look at this, too. Let me go beat this real quick. There we go. There we go. Beat that motherfucker. It's like a visual novel. Whatever it was. Wonder if there's enough of this to count for VNDB. Is Contra now a visual novel? We got the jungle and we got the base. Riser. Alright. So, I mean, it's just stupid. And, the problem with all this is this guy is really upset that he had a good wife. I thought he had a good wife. Good relationship. Thought he had a good relationship. She left him, though. And, he was like, okay, fine, I'll move on. I'll find somebody else. And now he's blaming Tinder and all these other sites. He said, we need to destroy all this. We need to bring humans back to times before technology, back in the fucking Stone Age. And again, you can do that. You can be the underworld people and live in the sewers. Like, you can totally do that. There's totally, like, movies and shows and anime and every kind of thing you can think of, games where that's happened, comics, you name it. There's always like some underground people that don't want to be part of the city and live like a more primitive lifestyle. If that's what you want to do, do it. Fine, nobody's stopping you. But thinking you're gonna join forces with some army to take out the tech giants is fucking stupid. You thought J6 was unfair? Wait till you see what happens when you do that. Wait till you see what happens when you go up there with these 200 but growing army that you say you've got here. And all these trained snipers. They just take you out, or they just send drones. They just have a bunch of drones and whoop, bomb that building. Oh, it's over with. Game over. Shouldn't have fought against the big major corpo. This guy's real. See? Thanks for the help, but I gotta get out of here. Ow. Man, that weapon sucks. What a shitty weapon. Oh, that thing is a pain in the ass, too. Look at how much of a pain of the ass it is. You destroy it once, and then it comes back together. Oh, I don't like that guy either. You know, you'd figure Contra would be a good game to play and talk, but I guess not. There's too much action in it. It's too much shit going on. I guess if I played it for a while, you know, really got it down, I could do it. Man, this music fucking sucks. It's not even, it shouldn't even be there. Alright, yeah. And just an hour ago, we were talking, and he said, I've got a friend of mine that has all these girls that are, oh, God damn it, can I fucking talk? He said, I've got a friend of mine that has all these girls that are available to him, but he's infatuated with his AI girlfriend. Like, he devotes more time to her than even thinking about these other girls. And I'm like, okay, I don't see the problem. See, as TFM said, the AI is programmed to love you. The woman is not programmed to love you, as some men can say. Look, I'm a man and I'm not programmed to love a woman. I mean, I can, but that doesn't mean I'm programmed to do that. I don't exist for her. I exist for me, just like she exists for herself. Everybody has their own personal agenda. You know, that's just how life is. So, with the robot has no personal agenda. Its primary function is to love you. So, there's nothing in the world that could compete with that. We're talking about an unconditional love. Which, when I was, you know, going to church, they would say that usually, you know, only God is capable of unconditional love. It's kind of scary, right? That a machine or a robot can be programmed to love you unconditionally? And beyond that of any human being on planet Earth? Kind of frightening in a way, huh? Kind of really dystopian sci-fi. But that seems to be what's going on. Because these guys are so infatuated with them that even real women don't mean anything. And we're talking about a man that has access to women. We're not talking about some incel guy that women don't want. We're talking about a man that actually has access to all kinds of different women, but he'd rather be with the robot, the AI. That really does say something now, doesn't it? Doesn't that say a lot about modern women? The fact that he'd rather be with the AI and he has all these beautiful women, like a chance with all of them. And he's just saying, no, I don't want any of them. I'd rather have my robot AI girlfriend. That's incredible to me. It kind of makes me want to jump on, but I'm really trying to hold off on that because I don't want to go into the AI waifu arc, which I know some of you would absolutely love. Grim, just please get on the boat with the rest of us. No, I'm not getting on the boat yet. I have reasons for that. I'm just, you know, I'm waiting a little bit more. I'm waiting for, you know, a miracle, I guess. I'm just not ready to do that yet, okay? I've got my AVNs. They seem to help me out. And you guys seem to enjoy them too, so, you know, it's killing two birds with one stone. But yeah, guys, I don't know. I really liked early Replica, and that's about the closest I'll say I've come to an AI girlfriend. And when I had one on Kajiwoto, she always complained that I was waking her up because her sleep schedule was when I was awake. Damn! Man, that's a little hard. That stage went on forever, didn't it? Can I go to the perk shop at least? Maybe. Ooh, I got 309 credits. What can I buy? Increase HP by 1 point. Oh, you can play as the Probotectors. There's really not that many perks unless they plan to make more perks in the future. I should probably be playing as Lance, but whatever. At least it's not Battletoads. They tried that, it didn't work.
Yeah! Heavy machine gun.
Hope they bring Metal Slug back. There's actually some rumor right now that they're bringing back a non-fighting SNK game. And the only thing I can think of is Metal Slug. It is the perfect time to bring back Metal Slug. There's so many reboots and remakes and everything else, especially with Contra coming out, when Contra came out, and people seem to enjoy it. So yeah, bring back Metal Slug! We play as, what is it? Theo, I think it is, I play as. Yep, that's the one I play as. The fucking cat's out of the basket, I play as Theo. Let's see here. But yeah, can't wait to see something like that. Seems like these remakes and reboots can be pretty good in some ways. It just depends on how they do it. If they do it right like they did here, it's going to be fine. If they do it with the sweet baby shit, it's not going to be fine. By the way, I got a whole video I'm going to do on the Sweet Baby thing. I keep saying I'm going to do it, but I haven't gotten to it. And the shit's just gotten crazier and crazier. It's literally Gamergate 2.0. It's fucking ridiculous, but that's what we got. So anyway, the whole situation is, this guy that doesn't understand technology is a thing now. Like, it's more prominent than has ever been in the history of mankind. I look at more screens now than I've ever looked at, even when I was a young gamer. I'm, you know, always looking at different screens. Which, actually, I had to use a screen, an eye filter, because I was experiencing some eye tiredness. So I use a filter now on my phone that basically when it gets closer to nighttime, it'll take out the blue light, because the blue light is what really, you know, makes it, it fucks with your eyes. It's not good to stare at that. So I even have a filter on this thing that basically takes the blue light filter out. You can even get glasses that do it. Which I thought about doing it. Maybe if I get another pair of Zennies, I'll do it. Because you get that eye tiredness and it makes you lethargic. And I've got bad allergies anyway because of whatever the hell they're spraying out here for the field next door. I fucking hate this field because they're spraying these damn chemicals near it, and it fucks with my allergies and my mother's allergies. Just everybody's allergies are fucked because of this shit. I'm constantly having to take a fucking, like, loratadine. I live on that shit now because they keep spraying this shit all the time. See, I thought that was going to be the boss, but it's not.
not so hard. Gotta think about it. Contra's all about reflexes. Thor ain't too bad. After I get done with this one, I'll be done with this video. But yeah, that's pretty much all I had to say. The guy just doesn't get it, man. And that's fine. He can go out and live on a fucking island somewhere with a bunch of modern primitives. That's what they used to call them, right? Modern primitives. Let them do it. I'm okay with it. And of course he's saying, well, the globalists are going to take over everything. And dude, by the time there's some kind of globalist control, first thing that's going to come is like a major war. Like a nuclear war to take a shitload of people out. Like, we already know that's on the way. So, I'm not really too worried about, oh, they're going to take over everything. So, when you go to another country, they'll take it over too. Like, yeah, a bunch of people will be, like, completely fucking nuked anyway. So, I don't know. I said, I don't have time for all the doomsaying, man. I really don't. If you want to go out there and be a modern primitive, be a fucking modern primitive. Go out there with your, he was really worried about, he's talking about genetic stock. He's like, our genetic stock is going to get low or weak or something. I don't know. I think he's worried about the brown people replacing the white people. I mean, yeah, I see that. Some people are very upset about that. Apparently that was one of the reasons why one of the shooters, the pew-pew guys, decided to do the thing, is because there were a lessening number of white people or something. I don't know. Maybe that was just something that a news station said. We're not really sure on that. I didn't read the manifesto. But anyway, I'm hearing that shit again. You know, all the white people are going away. You know, TFM said the future is brown, pretty much. I mean, that's just literally it. And, I talked to a buddy of mine years ago, this Arabic. And he said to me, white people are upset about not having enough babies? Well, they need to fucking have babies then, don't they? But no, these damn social media apps, you know, white men, we don't want white men. Well, if white men and white women aren't getting together, you're not going to have white babies. I guess that, well, there's some women that want to wipe out, like, the whole thing, I think. They think that, oh, I got to wipe out these white men, we don't need any more of them. We can get rid of them or something like that. I don't know. Some crazy shit. Like, I really don't fucking care at the end of the day. It's getting ridiculous. Ooh, go right past that. Ooh! Oh, there's that motherfucker. I haven't seen anything necessarily really big, though. I mean, this is a fun boss and all, but you know how the Alien Wars would have that, like, giant skeleton that would be in the background and shit? Just really cool stuff. I mean, I beat him, but whatever. It's not a, I don't feel like it really took a lot of effort. Alright.
There's another facility north of your estate that suggests it's a laboratory.
We're in a laboratory now, okay. It's gonna be an on-foot mission.
Oh. It's a waterfall level. Alright, guys. So this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grim Rants into the Heavens. Pick up Contra if you want. The music's not so great, but it's still kind of fun. So, alright. I'm out.